is a clear digaran. I have to tell you, I read the Ran so many times, I never noticed it until last week when I saw the Nachal Zered raise the question. And then I found Egle Tal. Everybody asks this question. He gives a teret, which I'm not so satisfied with. Let me give you a little bit of background. The Ran, all the opening gemaras, open to the Ran. Zered raises the question. And then I found Egle Tal. Everybody asks this question. He gives a teret, which I'm not so satisfied with. Let me give you a little bit of background. The Ran, all the opening gemaras, open to the Ran. The Ran is on page Yutet Samad Aleph. It's a famous Ran where the heads of Kedera Agave Kedera is found. It was on the Mount Makamas a long time ago. And we know about this, we spoke about it so many times. Remember, if you recall, the Ran compares Agave Kedera to Keneged HaMadura. Right? Keneged HaMadura, Agave Kedera, all these things are somehow compared by the Ran. And the bottom one is aimed their official bekach, and therefore it's permissible. The third wide line. Second wide line. You have immediately damaged on the special, of solish and special, mutala and if I feel it completely rishin, means off the fire for a pot, was on the fire. Oh, can I get on the duro? Why? And the official bekach. Why? Aval gabe ya eish mamish, the line starts with the word mamish. Awesome. Here's the phrase I never picked up on. As many times as I saw it, I never picked up on it. I don't know why. Elim came garuf al kotum. Rabosa, this line is shocking. This line, this phrase, is not to be understood. Elim came garuf al kotum. You must be kidding. Goro Falkotnim is Matadis? Unheard of. Subsequently, in the next line, Hilkov Daf Kenegan Amadura Udishari, Inami Beklirishin, Vikain Ami Mutalasa Pi Kedera Schamit Vishabis, which we did what we call the Kedera Malaya we keep talking about. Fishendera Bishop Akat. But Gara Fakotin does not appear the second time around. So you think, well, maybe it's a typo. How can this be? It's against the Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara is said in Aflamat Chesem and Bey that in order to permit what we call Achazor to return something to a fire on Shabbos to a covered fire, what do you need? You need Oda Biyodo, Da'at Alahazir, or something along those lines. We're talking about a case of something which is completely cold, right? Presumably it's coming from the freezer, deep freeze. The same way as it's Matthew, Agabe, Kedera, Malaya, deep freeze, and the Kenegan Abadura, deep freeze. Epically, Rish, Shalal, Esh, deep freeze. Sounds like it's even Matthew, Agabe, Esh, Ketubah, deep freeze. It's against the Gemara. And don't, so lest you say it's a typo. But my reaction is a typo. Can't be. Because we have the Kedushi around. The real Kedushi. We haven't called this all year. We keep talking about the Sudo around. That makes sense more exciting. And whatever he says here, we usually quote the Rana quotes from the refund that the Rana now look, because everyone has it in front of them. Well, I opened up, this morning, I had enough sechel to open up the real Rana and see what's the story. Sure enough, it's here too. It's not a typo. It's here. And the footnote picked it up big time. Footnote 237. And the new most of Kuk Kedusha Rana, the real Rana. Where is the same thing? Dafka Bikrivishin Oda Negra Madura Aval Gabi Ha'esh Mamash Aser Elim Kane Goruk Okotum. Now, where's the Ran quoting from? The Rashba. Harashba's out. standing over here, right? Harashmadam. He screamed about a footnote. Chas v'shal, the accused the Raj of saying this. The Raj is the famous Fakir. The opposite the Raj says. The Raj is exactly the reverse. He quoted. Afal pi shos for the ham to agabe kira shen and grufa. Velite lechat chila afilu begrufa ktuma afilu dover cham vushal the gamre. Come on. The Rashba is the standard halacha. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei. Another Ramo. That's Pasha Pshat. He quotes the Gemara Lamed Chesem in Beis. Hiriach agabe karka osur afilu grufa ktuma. What's going on? Where did the Ran say this? Two places. It is perish on the rim and in his kiddush. It's against the Gemara. So when I saw this, Nacha Aipo, the Nacha Zerid in the Kasha, didn't call the Egle Tal, so I had to go to the parents. Baruch Shekibanti, I was mechavan to the rabbi who printed the Ran, let's see who's that, Rabbi Sklar, Mary Mishra. But the problem is, I thought of the parents and I shlug it up. He quotes the parents. Not his, not mine. It's the Egle Tal's. Egle Tal and Sivkot Memches Oz Beit. In the following Teretz. I thought of this immediately. The Teretz in Iran, the Shitozo! This is the bust in Iran. Where is it? The bust in Iran. The Ron's Iran. What that Ron say that we spoke about? We spent so much time on it. When? Friday? What was that? The Friday's Ron. That's the Ron of the previous page. You sign on the page. Just turn back one page. Me will be Rishalmi, layers under the narrow lines. Sound that all these distinctions are only by Silka Vyagabe here on the air of Shabbos. So I'm seeing Ashok Hashem. But if, what? But if you took it, I was told of Shek Hashem, I feel the way Nicho Gabe Karka, put the lahab zero. But they can toss it off. That's the Ran Shitoso. You can take something from the refrigerator, in effect, and put it onto the covered fire under the black on Shabbos. I've got that lit up. So I bought that Teretz too, Baruch Shekibanti. I think it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because Keneged HaMedura Rabosai, and B'toch Tivishon Shelo Al HaEish, and what's the third case? And what? Right, this is what we mentioned, three cases. And what else? Al Gabe Kedera Malaya, thank you. In those three cases, we paskin, it's mutter to take something. Listen carefully, please. It's mutter to take something which has been in the freezer since Tuesday and put it on the fire on Shabbos. Nothing wrong with that. It's called the Sina Mechonish at the Gabe. But when it comes to Grufuk, Kira Grufuk Tuma, the biggest cool that the Ran wanted to suggest is what? Came off the fire on what? On Friday night after Shabbos started. Then you can put it back on the left on Shabbos. You know what the Rav seems to be saying? And they quote the Rav. I made fun of this one day. The Rav said, I can take it from the refrigerator which is Tuesday and put on the black on Shabbos. There's a corruption of what the Rav says. But the Rav seems to say what these corruptors say. The Rav sounds like he's saying that you can take something which is cold and it's freezing since Tuesday and put on a Kira group of Tuma. How can that be? It's against the Gualam Chesem and Beis. And if he only meant that you could do it if it was taken off the fire on Shabbos, Eglay Tal's Teretz, then it doesn't fit in with the others. He puts it all in the same breath, no? Compared it to Rishon and Shalolesh, or in Keneged HaMedura, or Agave Kedera Malaya. If he only meant to say, like I've been keeping group of 2 months, if you took it off on Shabbos, the Shitaso, it just doesn't fit. Then how can he quote the Rashba? I mean, the Rashba said the opposite. Yes, sir. The Egle Tal gave it Terence. Said when the Ran said it's permissible to put a piece of cold kugel and chon on top of a blef, right? Said the Ran the Shitaso on the previous page, where he said that all of the requirements only apply if you took it off the fire on Thursday. Take it off the fire on Friday night, you don't need Odebiyado, you don't need Adabahazir, you don't need anything. So the matter, you can take it to the pole from the floor and put it back on the blast, no problem. Duval the guitarist, that way down. My problem with it is that the Ran compared Agave Esh Ketuma with Kedegat Amadura, Agave Esh, Kedera Malaya, Betok Pivish Shalom Ala Esh. In those three cases, you can even take something which was on the fire on Thursday and put it in the freezer on Thursday night. You can still put it on those other three cases. Whereas over here, the Ran in the previous stop said that's prohibited. Only if took it off on Friday night, may you put it back. So if the whole Ran here is the Shvitasel back there, it's not at all parallel to the other three cases he quotes in the same lines. That's my problem with the Eglei Tal Teres. I'm very happy. I thought of the Teres myself, Rosh Kivat. But I think it falls somewhat short. The Kitter, you need the Maran. There was some shot in this Ran. This Ran is the Pliya. That's not a typo. The Chidush Ran too, yes. Well, that's exactly the point. The Ran says the whole Gemara of Oda B'Yodo is only limited to a case where you took it off the fire on Shabbos. Then you don't need Oda B'Yodo. You don't need that to last. When do you need those conditions if you took it off the fire before Shabbos? So what's the Ran saying? On the contrary, if you took it off before, you need Oda B'Yodo to last. Here he's saying you took it off before and you can put it on straight. That's the plea of the Ran. So again, I don't know what I gave an answer. It's correct up to a point. But I don't see that how it fits in together with the other examples that the Ran gave. Let's say that you can't put them all the eggs in one basket. The Ran gave four examples, three are in one basket, one in another basket. Three are mutter, even take from the freezer. And one is mutter, only if you took it off the fire and shot. So be it, but not the bush of shot. That's what Tzarech is. Okay, question number one for today. I'll leave it to you. I don't have an answer. Number two, I think I owe you from a long time ago. A really long time ago. Alright, for this we can close the Gemaras and we can turn our attention to the Shulchan Aruch. And really, I need both. I'm Morgan Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. But if you have only a Mishnah Berurah, which most you only have, so that's we'll have to suffice with that. I'll give you a little more back. Okay? Resh Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. There are two consecutive Magen Avrahams, Hey and Vav. Each one is a Tumul. It's in the Mishnah Berurah. You don't have to worry. I know you don't. Most you don't have Magen Avraham. It's okay. The Mechaber says, Sif Aleph. Afilo ena gufa tuma, puto lismo chlo, kdeir besama chutzala. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah, that line is found on page 40, third line from the bottom of the page. Very nice. The Mishnah Berurah says, where's the Mishnah Berurah? Hey. Where's the Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah is Sivkat Tezvav. Some say, we read this once before, see it again. It's quoting now Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Tavonas of Magen Avraham. That's the Shara Tzinyu test. What's Chav? Dogo Merivava, the Beer Dibri on Magen Avraham. So Abed is the Machlech, what the Magen Avraham meant. So let's see first, what does the Magen Avraham say? What the Magen Avraham says is as follows. The Magen Avraham says that there's a problem with concerning Sticha, according to the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the thing of Rabbanan against Hananya. Abel is Svara Shnia Shari Afila B'Shabbos. Kivashkata Harama Sof Simen Zeh. There's no question that the Magen Avraham said that the first Shita is more Machman than the second Shita with respect to Smicha on Shabbos of some type. Everyone agrees to that. The first Shita's review of those who are new, those who are old, the Machlok of Kananya and Rabbanan, the first Mishnah in Kira, the first Gemara in Kira, that's one of the day. The Machab of Pasnik of Rabbanan, the first Shita, the second Shita of Kananya is more making. So if the Magen Avraham is not only relevant to whether you can put something on an open fire when relevant to each Machal Ben Zuzoy. The first day I said no, and the second day I said yes. It's relevant to Smicha too. There's some kind of case around the Smicha B'Shabbos, where the first day would say no, and the second day would say yes. What's the case? The Machlok is the Dogal Mervava and Rabbi Kivei. Dogal Mervava says that everyone agrees Smicha's Mutter B'Shia and Smicha's Mutter B'Hachzor. Everyone agrees to that. What are they fighting about? The difference in the 2 days? Smicha by Nesina Mechadosh. According to the first opinion, it's prohibited. According to the second opinion, it's permissible. That's the Dogal Mervava. The Kivega says, no way, they're all wrong. The Sina Mechadosh Vishua is awesome. Smicha is Vishua Mutter. What's this dependent upon the first day versus the second day? Smicha by Hachzor. The first day it says it's Osir, and the second day it says it's Mutter. Now let's see the Bir Halacha. That's the best source to see. And everybody has it. Right? Everyone has Mishnah Berurah? Rabbi Osai, the new boys have Mishnah Berurahs? No? You don't have one, then borrow one. Get one. It's okay. Give up from the shelf. If I want somebody else, then I have to look at the Mishnah Berurah. Come on, there's plenty all over the place. Every table has Mishnah Berurahs. There are more Mishnah Berurahs than people here today. Come on. Everybody has? On page 40. The Bermaskal Mutter, he tells you the Machloikas, the Dogon Avro, and the Rabbi Kivege, and Dogon Merov. Fine. So Rabbi Kivege has to get to Dogon Merov. Hey, wrote to the Hatir Bechazara. He wants to hack on the Dogon Merov and say, Asmich Abab Zara's Mutter. Says, about the Baal Bira Lacha, Uve Emes Espale Al Tmi Asa. What does he want from the poor of Dogon Merov? A little bit bright in the Shtei Kirots, on Lamed Zayinam and Allah. Mefurish on the Sefer, the Mutter Gam Chazara. Mefurish. Can the Fias Hakadayt of the Gemara, the Uber Klaus Smicha, the Gemara thought that that steak, what steak here? Remember that? Two parallel ovens with a wall in between. So the Gemara thinks that there's A and B, and the fire is on the A, and I put the pot on B, the Gemara thinks that that's called Smicha. At the end of the Gemara says, well, maybe not, because it's elevated. Remember that? Medallia Be'avira, that's the Gemara, it's not the Gemara, we can't talk. You know the Gemara? Lam Medina Medallia, fine. See, so the Gemara, that's Gav Chazara Mutter. The Midli Shani Asta, the came in the Midli Shalav Be'avira, true the Gemara, refutes the proof, but the Maskana, the Sharina Tzvicha, the Maskana, the Shnicha Takas Mutter, Lo Tzarech La'ashinuya. You don't need that terrace, you don't need it anymore. In fact, we can't compare Shnei Kiris to Smicha. See, both Tosa Shabbos, who wears his kasha, Benitchak, give a dochak teres. If you have a skon, ain't it a plow Smicha? Alright, you can say it's more calm. I will not call upon him, ain't it to be a klala, a dochak merva, a hanal, who saw the kamashka savnu. And Tosa told that way too. And he quotes the Rosh. That ain't a lamed gur, I both say a shari. Why? Bishim the dummy, the soulmate. Hey, wait a minute. Ain't a lamed gur is mutter to see the mechadosh. You just read that. And the Rosh compared the soulmate to what? To ain't a lamed gur. Hey, you compare soulmate to ain't a lamed gur. It's a rhyme of Fureshes. Just like a negative lamed gur is mutter to see the mechadosh. So to smicha. Hey, Furish. So here he said that he sounds like he's leaning very heavily in which direction? To be a lachah. Which direction? The kula of Dogal Mervava or the kula of Rabbi Kivege? Which way? Huh? Dogal Mervava or the kula? Good, right? Not a turner both sides. The siphe. The last lachah in the whole siphe. Let's see the Rambam that they keep talking about. The Rambam at the end of the siphe that the Dogal Mervava makes reference to. Okay? He says the very end of the Rambam, very end, page 48. Usmicha bekirish and the group of tumah, he did group of tumah in the sinah olam. What are you talking about? On Shabbos, yes. What on Shabbos? Hachzara or the Stila Mechadosh? Which one is it? Says the Bir Allah, the last one. Lismo. The Lefima should be Radogal Mirabova Beresh and Simenis, Debi Hamagan Avram Sikot. Hey, Ucha, the Ramok Koi Al Smichel Lechatchila Beshabbos. Right? Thought if you took it from the fridge. Vizel Dochak. All of a sudden, he's changing his tune. Boy, he seems to be pro-Dogon Aravah. Here, that's considered a Docha. Why? Echot, the Mai Kamar Aravah was in this vote. The Mai Shayach Smichel Echatchil and Yanoch Agave Karka. What's the connection between one and the other? That talk, if you recall correctly, the Ran, the Rishalmi, the Boston, had the they talk about bishops. What do you tell me? It's time to scratch Shabbos. That's no kasha, it seems to me. The whole word of Osai. Well, it goes back to my first point. In other words, the conventional wisdom that we thought is around this morning was that the Sina Mechadosh is certainly usher al gabei kira group of two. Right? That's the Gemara Mechaser Adesh, the Pshuta. So if that's the case, yes, the Kasha, the Bir Halacha, wait a minute. The Ran, the Ramok quotes two things in a row. First he quotes the Ran, Usmati Nicha Gavei Karka, but that's again presumably only if he did it on Shabbos. Then he says, Lismach Latanish and Adorah Fakatam is also Mutter, Hagavi and Nesina Mechadosh. The first one is not talking about Nesina Mechadosh, it makes no sense to compare it to the Ramok. Who I did? Unrelated completely. Quote the Dogma Rose. It's completely unrelated. But the answer was not completely unrelated. It is a common thread. Because if you put it on the floor, what do the possible call it? They call it Batla Shia Rishona. Even though the Ran is making a more quote to Germanic, but still it's a mini Batla Shia Rishona. So I did, when it comes to Smich, it's what even by Batla Shia Rishona the Gamre. Possibility. It's not so great. It's a bit of a dogma. Okay. Behold, the high in Yona coral in the Chazorah Shemotzia B'Shabbat B'Bokam and Atano Shabina B'Moshim and Tzotano B'Sachorav Bodom Cham. That's what the whole Sif is talking about. We'll come back to this a little bit later. Therefore, B'Kiveg is right. Can you explain this, Rabbi Ozan? Is there B'Kiveg is right? Right? And back there he said, what? Come on. The Dogma Rav is right. How can they both be right? There's only one way they can both be right. If the Dogma Rav is wrong, they're both saying Pshat and Dogma Rav. Dogma Rav distinguished between the first day and the second day. And they're fighting, is the distinction true by what? By what? By the Sina Mechadosh? Or what? Or by Achzor. So now, if there's no distinction, then we can argue that the Tina Mechodesh in fact is also L'chol Adeh and Smicha, as the United Shat and the Ramon that it's Simfei. And what? And Achzara is L'chol Adeh and Smutter, and he was bringing riots back in Simf Aleph. Why did the Mogad Aram say this? What compelled him? What impelled him to make off all these terms? The Mogad Aram called. He said that with respect to Smicha, there's a difference between the first day and the second day. Why? I don't know. But if you do, let me know. And if you think this is the problem of an Avram, you ain't seen nothing yet. The next one of Avram is even worse. It's if cut and vav, the Bavan Avram says, going on Rabosai, those who have a flamish to is also good. The Mishnah Berurah at the very end of Sif Aleph. The very end. Mamash, the last. No, no, not the very end. Sorry about that. No, I take that back. It's in the middle. End of this part, before the V.S. Here. At the end of page 40, the very last line. Don't turn page. Do a different page. It's after the Mr. Brewer, you test. So you test and chof. Right? When there are more, the law discussion of kiros. Hagav, shnei kiros amasivos zu etzel zu, v'dofen shel teres beinayim. Ha'achas gufa k'tuma, ha'shnia ena gufa k'tuma, mutter lishos ala gufa v'k'tuma, af al fi shemos hepevel, misha ena gufa k'tuma. Who said so? Gemara, Perek, Kira. Okay, what could be bad? The Gemara, right? Says the Mavon Avraham. Who is Svara Ashnia Afilu Bishavit Shori? Do I boy a boy a koya smita Bishavit? The Kaposh of Lemeha, I shall have a rush. Says the Bir Halacha, this man is against a Mefurash Gemara. How can the Magen Avraham say this? This is on the Ramat Afal Pi. The Bir Halacha. He says, I am the Mishnah Brewer that feel the Shabbos foot. Pi after the Magen Avraham calls after the Tzvar Hashni Ashari. Mashmid of the day, are we shown that the Mefurash of the Shosnan? Also the half of the Mezeb Shabbos. Tamua Ma'ol. The behedja isa be gemara be same the price of zoo, the af mazir and iron sham. Ba filum name of the Baalman the Yin Smicha Zara Serba, Flon Dilma Bizemish of the Midli Vishal Beavira, Kamashka Samnali Hail, Al Kulponim, Vishtekira Samas Mimos, Al Karamut of Hazora Gamka, the full Alkan, the Kush Benjamin of Brisa, Ukamashka Safni. Father, this is Chaim and Sinkash, Pillay Ploy. This Magen Avraham is against the Gemara. So we're missing something. The Magen Avraham is the God of Hador. You can't just say he's against the Gemara. But he is. Am I right? What do we do with this? The Magen Avraham against the Mefurash Gemara. He said that according to the first day, so I think it's saying that the opposite of Huach Zara on the other Kira was by Shtekir and Tanatino, it's against the Mefurash Gemara, against the price. The Gemara says Mefurish, but Shnekiris and Masimos is permissible to put on the other one. Not the one that fired them, but the neighboring Kira. And the Magen Avraham said it's not true. According to the first day, it's going to be us. How can the first day go against the Gemara? That's the Kasha against the Magen Avraham. I have this funny feeling that two Magen Avrahams are cousins. They're related to each other. It's the same person. But he said in the hay, he said, what's forced him into it? I think it has something to do with what he said above. So I don't understand that, I don't understand this. So I'd rather say that both be all up at the right, and the Dogon of Rav and the Rabbi Kivega are pilfering shots at the Magen Avraham. Better say, forget about the Magen Avraham. Instead of Ramah holds held against it, it's talking no distinction in the first day and the second day. That's my horror. Mr. Kulis. Now I'm also ready to start today's topic. I mean, that's true that the introduction to Glory of the Shia, but okay, we still have to make our scholar in today's topic, and I hope I'll try to finish it too if I can. Topic is Shabbos clocks. Okay? Shabbos clocks, that's the topic. So you'll say, where's the Gemara about Shabbos? There's no Gemara about Shabbos clocks. I'm sorry, I have no such Gemara. But there's a Ramah, which speaks to this point. We don't like it that they have a Shabbos clock. There's one case when it's with me. For a cold. Someone is sick, it's with us, it's going to the one. Rigid northern Europe, where many Jews lived, the Mechav had an expression according to the Rishon who lived there. Mechav lived in Eretz Yisrael, but maybe it was called there too. It's Tzfas, up in the mountains. The expression is Hakol Kol Eitzel Hakor, Eitzel Hatzina. know if I use that expression, that happened to have to heat up the house. They were freezing. They sit by the fire. You know about the fireside chat? How about the six? Yeah. Okay, good. Central heating, if you will, if I use that expression, that happens to have to heat up the house. They were freezing. They sit by the fire. You know about the fireside chat? How about the six? Yeah. Okay, good. But unze yidala, figure they have a good thing going, let's take advantage of it. Wait a minute. Rabbi said, I can tell the guy to put on the fire on Shabbos. He wants with that missile chol. Exactly what happened over here. What the rabbi said, I can put up the, tell the guy to put up the fire in a second. My pole shouldn't freeze off, and I'm having a little chol. He'll pay the place full stick. We'll know that the guy is coming in an hour. So what? Do what? To put on the fire, or come in 5 minutes, they hear him knocking at the door. Quick. Take the pot of chol, and put it on the top, which the guy is about to light up. Dead. Jewish wine is always creative. But with a shoulder now, that's the Ramah speaks about. After giving the intro, that whatever you can hear, on page 46, last line, you can't tell the God to do what you can't do. You can't tell the God to cook up food on Shabbos. We also can also we'll discuss later what that means. These are also the Yevet. Okay. Also, in the Tzadik Oka, Shaddayin, Ruyin, Lechol, Shim, Kimim, also, and any Yehudim, Mutar, and Lechol, we discussed this already once before. Okay, look at this amazing custom. Noah, and Shahin, and Yehudim, Motsi, and Akderas, and Atadurim, Shem, Atkin, and now they're already somewhat cool. Umoshiv, and also, Eitel, Panur, Beis, Atkor, winter stove, which they use to heat up the whole house. Oh, all over on top of it, either near it or on top of it. Umav eres hashivka achaka atanerahu. What faith and what happened? I shall call my soul across. Why are they there? Because they were supposed to be near Tochim. These Yidl of Pinnages want to have challenge. They wanted a boiling hot challenge. Boiling hot challenge. So the Goyim would kind of move this chon, which was somewhat hot, and put it on top of the oven so it would become boiling hot. Goyim did it. How are they strong? Awesome. The guy got it. Who said so? Truma Sadesh. Oh. He's here. Okay? You Aduke Bone and Shop. Like today. Aduke, I saw it this Friday night at 12:30 at night. How Aduke and Yisrael Bone and Shop. Aduk and Mahmush. I wish that would be Mahmush and all the missiles the same way. The Lenin Shabbat. The Kalkara. It's other missiles. Okay. That's it. Ramon. Avala Makhdeiras Hadayin Tamin. Mutter La Amidon Eitzel Tadar Beis Akhorev. The Akash in his board in Pandurim Mishlonu Yesh of the Tira. Usmicha Bekira Shani Grufak Tuma. Kedin Grufak Tuma. Ninesina Aleo. The kids are out after all we saw this van is left blocking the rock. This Ramah, as you can intuit, has something to do with Shabbos box. Right? Because it's arguable Molly Shabbos clock, Molly Shabbos going. Because right now it is cold, and if someone's coming, either a machine is coming, turning on a clock, or a person's coming, and they're going, and then put the counter on. I don't hear you. He happens to be talking about Shalom, which is somewhat liquidy. He's worried about an Easter of what? Bishul, that's what he's worried about. Bishul. That's the Mishnah Berurah explaining, Sitkot and Kuf. Quick look, Mishnah Berurah, Sitkot and Kuf. A Jew can't do it, why not? But the law of the whole Shabbat today was Eitel Tana Beis Achorim, Kohala. I feel the problem, I said, why not? I'm like, Echad Nos Nakdera, Bechad Ha'esh, Rishon Potter Avalasur. I brought the pot, Goyim brought the fire, but I'm also in violation of Bishul.
Mr. Rabbah.
Shank, I'm Abil the Nochi, the Shari. Why? Rika Kavanah, some Lachan, and Abai is the Shari. The main Kavanah is, you have the house, it's permissible. So therefore, it's okay. Fuck. You understand what's happening? What are you going to tell me? The guy put it here, and then the next guy came and put on the fire. So there's no violation. Because the guy who put on the fire did it to heat up the people who shouldn't be freezing. That's Hesed. So when the first guy put it on the on the fire, on top of the oven, it's also considered to be the category of heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, it could be one. I think maybe one guy would also be good. Could be. Okay, this is what it says. Now. Let's take a look at Sitkot Sadi Hay. Come slowly, because we're building up. Sitkot Sadi Hay. Can't tell the guy he'd have to pot. I feel him lo yitna agave ho eisho akira mamash. The shuvayim adem a shemisa chazara. I hope he can't ask him a shemisa bishul. Right? Came a shemisa son of the gami. Fine. Bishul. Bishul. Okay. Good. Keep that in mind as well. Bishul. The diyevet, he can be making. In the case in which lo and bidu ala eish mamash ki amal atanam. I was Bishop. Yeah, but it was also saying Mishlach and Bishop was double out. Fine. Shara Tzion. Sadi Vok. If I be do agabe your age, yesh, but the Issa v'chuliyam of Mishim Chazorah. But also after the Yevet, the Sha'asa Zeh, they are in Yehudi. Even if they're Rabbona, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter. He can't, if he told the guy he'd have to pass, and he did it the way of Hachzara, it's also even be the end. Fine. Now put two and two together. If you ask a guy to put something on a fire which exists, it's also even be the evidence of it. If you ask a guy to put something on an oven, which is going to be lit later on by another guy, that's mutter. So he put two and two together, what comes out? It's mutter to tell us to put a pot on an electric ray, which is going to be subsequently come on with a shot stop. Assuming it's solid, no problem official. A crown in the Yitzhak Akhzor does not exist if at the moment that you put it there, the fire was cold. The place is cold. That's the push of shot in the Ramah. The foolish. Take a look for a moment now. It's the Kuf Gimel.
Where the
Rambam says, "Mutal Amidan Eitzel Taner Beis Achorus." Says the Mishnah Berurah, the top line of page 48. Avol Olav Bekolshke Besolcho Osur Keva Neinadora Fakodum. Then he is Vafilu Kodem Hesek Osur. Even before. The fire is put on, okay? Even before the fire is put on, it may not be done. Why? בשם חשש שמא יתת אחר כך בגחולים להרבו סלומו. In other words, right now it's cold, but the guy's about to kindle it. So we're afraid you're going to put it there now and you'll stoke the coals later. Because you're reminiscent, we can't speak about after Arm Arab Shabbos. You'll do it now, but you're going to stoke the coals later, which is just for part of the Yisrael Bachzara. Then he writes, V'olam no'adu hender, v'litim milot k'deres kamen k'onem hesek, v'yesh ne'mamashi yisnoku. With the minig all to be made, because even in this case, it's brought by the mother Avraham. What's it based upon? Oz Pe'alim. What's Oz Pe'alim? That's why you have to take a look there. Mishnah Berurah, Pe'alim. That's a Shver of Oz Pe'alim. In Pe'alim it says, Shori Lina Lamalak Ami Ma'aziva Shalatanu Kema Shem Ma'aziva Mapsik Ben Akteiro Ben Aish. A special eight of Dapla Akteiro, a whole different story. He said. But I want to say differently. Perhaps the minig all three make us is based on a different consideration. Namely, that since the time you put it there, there was no fire, so this is never made an Israel, so that kind of a case. Because the Mr. Brewer himself says, I am Kidushir of Kivager, who says that this bid is very difficult. This is the cut payout.
What
did
Rebbe say?
My shot in the Minig Lachos, not the Mishnah Berurah's shot, based on Sukkot and Payal, which is itself a difficulty, but rather, since you put it on the fire and it was cold, and the place of the kind of was completely cold, even though 10 minutes later the guard is going to heat it up, in that case they never made it Easter of Hamzor. Not for Kong Zay Rosal. With me, the my reading of the Ramah yields that Achzara should be mutter in a case where the moment that you put something on it, it was cold. Even if later on it's going to become heated either by a Shabbos Goy, that's the Minig the Ramah, right? Or maybe even by a Yid, which is the Minig Olah, which is described by the Mavan Avraham. Although he gives a different explanation for it, I think my explanation, Lahalacha maybe better, because his explanation is based upon a line which the other posts argue with back at the start of Payal. Why am I spending so much time on this? Help out the caterers, if they want to rely on their Shabbos spot. But more than that, because I'm against the Chazonish, at least partly against it. Let's open up your other sheet. Is anyone in this room who does not have this sheet in front of us? Raise your hand. Everybody has it? Because I have more copies here. Let's see you here. Have a travel. Okay. Let's read the Chazonish together. Okay. Remember with me? Exhibit 3, Chazonish. If you do it, it's Chumrah A. If a guy did it, it's knocked down a notch to a lower level. It's a kind of a B. So they were matched to the Mokha Mitzvah. Wrong. That's not the nature of the Issa. What is the Issa? Elevit Seus Mata Meh. Otsu Hachamim. Shesharosh Shem Yichata. Shem Yichata. Vachol Vachalach Nerem. Im Yare Vachno. O Ayade Nochri. Vachvilu Hemin Nochri. O Kof. A monkey! Famous monkey law, monkey. The monkey put the pot on the fire. Chayav lahasir. Gotta take it off. Gotta take it off. Similar to what? look there. Bushel, a bushel, a minute, a measure, a mayor of Shabbos, which is a kiddush ayom. Chayav la'asiru, I gotta take it off. You too. Get rid of the massive azosa. And if it goes, then it's worse than a monkey. It's worse than a monkey, because you caused it to happen. It's the brewer, right? It's the machor la'megel, on Sarach Shabbos, on Yulah, on the Nachwi, the Shemach Zara. Ula Omer and Lindos Midas Oshabazah. Can't do it at all. We kept saying this already a long time ago. There's no answer to do it through a guy because it's like a dog, it's like a monkey, it's also the massive disaster. Shemichata Begachola. All right. Kinegan Hamzura. Gabi Mecha. Mecha. Then the Rashbot. Mecha. Even the son of the Gamre. Okay. Okay. That's as far as Hakzara, there's no problem. Kinegan Amadura. There's no problem, Gabi Mecha. Now, what do you do with the Fisher problem? Yes, Fisher, I'm a Fisher, but double laugh. So, for that, the Mishnah Brewer's Mekel, like the Rama and the Rashba, and even the son of Lagamre, ain't no Mishnah Fisher. I had a Will Machwa, they throw. I had a Goya in the Hakmir, I'd never miss that. That makes sense. That part, it makes sense. Because there it's a official, not a master, but a meiser. But it's a meiser, it's called Kyle the Goy, what do you eat? But it's a master, there's no difference between a Goy or a monkey. So far, I think he's 100% right. This is exactly what we've been saying for now for 2 weeks. Ula Amor, now, if this is the case. It's the Ayin Bishar, you said there are more. Litan Agabi Atana, Ayin the Goy, Kodem Shehusa, Vachakach Mamer Agoy Atana. How can it be? Vinay, you'll make a mission on me with a donkey, but Masha Madra, Tana, I'll see the McDerrick on it. Shake over Shemesh Katana, look at my bank. And we're considered all cold in with respect to the what? With respect to the cold in Europe. The Apple, 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 the trick. You're telling the guy to eat up the house. Incidentally, what is he doing? What is he doing? Come on. What's he doing? Come on. Yeah, what's he doing? He's heating up the challenge, which was liquid and cooled down. But that's not what he thought that he could tell. He didn't tell him that. It's a meal and not give him secretion. And a meal and not give him secretion is mutter. Fine, that's okay. Still so good. The valve. Comical. Came and Shadita and the dad is strong. So what's the terrace? What's the terrace? You said the cut. What's the terrace? I think it's two terraces. The first terrace I like, the second I don't understand. What's the first terrace? Rakhama Saraploma. The Khoshu Adava the Shahiya Mayor of Shabbos, Balokas Hazara. Kevin Shabishas Hanafa Atanim Zonei. Think it's 100% right? Whether you like it or not, it doesn't matter. There are, you see from there are more that you put something on a cold fire. Either the fire is going to go on by magic an hour later. What's magic? Either a goy, or I would say what? A Shabbos bar. Right? So then it's considered to be Shehiyah. It's not considered to be Aksara. And therefore, if the fire is covered, it's a bushel called Sarko, it should be at the gum. Because at the moment you put it back, it's not a hot fire.
Yeah, it could be a hot fire.
But she had a Shabbat, the equivalent of Shia. What does Shia mean? At the moment that you put it down, nothing wrong. You're only afraid that something would happen later on. If at the moment you put it back on Shabbat, the chashash at that very moment you do something wrong, but now it's A, it's Shabbat, and B, there's a fire raging. The fire burning under the pot. So then they made it throughout so all the very stringent requirements, which we, you know, it has to be all the various requirements. All the beyond after the house and the whole story, the whole business. But if you put it on before Shabbat, or equivalently, if there was no fire on Shabbat, so it's not going to get turned on an hour from now, which is equivalent here, it won't matter. I think that is an absolutely correct test. It's the only test that I think that works. And what emerges in this terrace, Rabotai, should be looked at and put something on an electric range, which is cold right now, it's going to go on in an hour from now, with a Shabbat spot, with no restrictions. I think it's correct. What's my problem? My problem is how does this change his mind? In the next line. That's my problem. On the Nishlomar, the Zora got the Atanar Bitanurim Shapislam and Asad. They had a their oven, like a pizza oven. It opens on the side and it puts the food, the chalk on top. You could argue. Ain't of the flour al gabi akira. Akira shalani kavichlu al gabon. Like a back. Akira al gabi kisri and akisa sikshu be kisri dakhtan home over me be a bad over there from afshama al kisri. Al gabi al tanur on the top of a pizza oven. Ain't there a flavashas like you see our oven here. Over there now more is our little kitchen. You see those ovens that I open out this way? So put on top of that oven, it's nish normal. That's not considered no way of cooking. Yes?
Oh,
there's a door on the side. You don't put something on top of that oven either. You put on top of the oven because there's a gas range there, that's why.
Without gas.
Right, without gas, there's an economic. That'll be looked at. What? Oh, Gavaldic. That's a good cooler. I will have to get. But, because after all, that the top is very thick, and you just put these things there just to keep the heat, not the cook. It's like Megan Abizura, or Al-Gabe Mecha, or like Someh. And that's the Mishnah Berurah that caused Pe'alim. Only one problem. Rebbeinu Shel Olam! If that's true, why does the Rambam here insist that you put it on the fire? Excuse me. That you put this thing on top of the oven before the guy walks in to light the fire. Even after the guy lit the fire, should be off of the The same as Negev Abadur, which is lit, and then Agave Amechem, which is already the fire is lit, or Smicha is lit. What's going on? Next slide. Well, if he's there, I'll put the lit in Akam Achashusak, the Ney, the Machmarina, the Achashusak, I will call them Shehusak Mikilina. Wow, come on. I don't understand. Kliyatsuma. If it's back on top of the oven, it's the equivalent of Kenegan and Madura, so why are they Machmir? Should put it there after the Goy already lit the fire. What's going on over here? Why? Why? Now, let's see the last paragraph. And here it's worse, he says. Like the first line that he quoted, you need a thinking person, a guy, who can say no to light the fire. Here it's worse, because it becomes automatic with the Shabbos clock. I don't know where that's where I come from. Why should that be so? I don't see why it should be so. Let's just conclude the shiur by getting a quick look in the Hilchos Shabbos. For a minute. Those who have it, please. Then the Tafresh Sama, even before Shabbos, was the machlokas about it. In my opinion, I thought she was even on Shabbos, based upon what we learned, based upon the drama. No? That's what I thought. Any relief. So again, if a person has the Shabbos stock and he's in Shabbos, I think it's Muslim. And it's all the thought it was Muslim. Then he backed down. In the last line he said, even before the one I said before I backed down, but a Shabbat was worse than a good. I don't see what I had to look for. So in my opinion, it could be the only time they made Yisrael Flora is when there's an actual fire there right now. If it's not there right now, they never made it Zerah. They never made it Zerah. Why should we make our own Zerah? That's what I think. We'll stop here. Tomorrow is the major studio of Kilami Mesa Lamenka, test of the base.